Alright, I think it's recording now, although I just wanna... Okay, let's see. What we were saying, we were talking about the vessel used to catch the milk when you milk a cow. You say usually you'd use a bucket, mm-hmm. and it'd be made out of metal or something. Would you use the same word?
Usually.
No, I think I used the term bucket, but not for milk. It was a milk pail.
Okay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It was a galvanized pail or a bucket.
Is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?
Not to me.
If it was made of wood, what would it be?
Still be a bucket.
Okay. Would you call a wooden vessel a pail?
It could be called a pail.
Okay. How about the particular one of these things that you use to throw garbage in on the to feed to the hogs? What would you call that?
The slop bucket.
Okay. Would you use the same?
Well, it could be called a slop bucket or just a garbage pail or bucket.
Okay.
Because on a farm back there then, we used to slop the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
That was, we'd mix some ground feed in water and stir it,
mm-hmm.
and make a slop, and then we'd pour that in the trough, and that would be slopping the pigs.
Okay.
It's a little different than feeding them the garbage.
Okay. What do you call a metal pan that you use to fry eggs in? What's your word for that kind of pan?
Frying pan, skillet.
Use either term.
Yes.
Would you use the same term?
I would use either term, although I think there is a difference.
Okay. You wouldn't know of any other term that you'd use?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. How about a large thing that you use maybe to cook apple butter or something like that? A big thing. What do you call that?
It's a kettle.
Yes, kettle.
Kettle? Okay. You have a place setting is a knife, a fork, and what's the third thing?
Spoon.
Okay. That's if you had some flowers you wanted to keep in the house and set them in water, what would you use to put the water in?
Vase.
Okay. After you eat and you're cleaning up and things, your problem is you have to do what?
Clear up the table.
Okay, but when you clear up the table, where do you take the... What's the next step?
Wash the dishes.
Yeah, all right. After you soap the dishes, you have to do what to them?
Rinse.
Okay. What do you use to wash the dishes with?
Dish towel.
No.
Dish rag.
I thought you were after detergent. Or...
Oh, no, I hadn't thought about that. Now a dish rag is what you use to wash the dishes with.
Yes.
Right? Is a dish towel to wash it or to dry it?
For drying.
Okay.
Towel.
What about the towels you use to dry yourself with?
It's called the same thing, towel.
Either hand towel or bath towel, depending.
Yeah. On what?
Depending on the size.
Okay. What do you call a thing that you turn on to get the running water to flow?
Faucet.
Is that your word? How about if you had something in the yard or on the side of the house to attach the garden hose to? What would you call that?
Spigot.
What about if you had a barrel or something that you had something you could turn on? What would you call that?
That's what I would call a spigot.
What would you call a thing on the side of the house?
I'd call it a faucet.
Okay. This is something that's a very common object, but it's really hard to describe. It's a common household utensil that's used to, if you want to fill up a bottle with some kind of liquid to keep it from...